Barracuda.com.
Time? What world is that guy living in? No. You can't do it. We don't allow. We won't. What is the old expression when you're having trouble? I quit. No, you're fired. You're fired. No, I quit.
I fired you first. I quit first.
All right. There you go. There's the voice of R. McFadden, Esquire.
Hello.
Along with Jay Horn and C. Clayhut. Is that C.K.?
Or Kohut.
For him, too. It's C. Clayhut. Okay, we're focused on Facebook for a little bit here on the Good Day program. Good morning, and welcome to Thursday, November the 11th, 2010. You can watch Jennifer, you up on the stream yet, Jennifer?
Not yet. No, sorry, sir. I'm working on it. But trust me, there's a few problems.
Really?
The first one, her not wanting to wake up 45 minutes before she.
She doesn't have to. Why does she have to wake? She sounds awake and alive.
She wants to be presentable.
Awake and alive. Don't know how it is for us girls.
Yes, we do.
There is no woman that would want to be put on camera 5 minutes after she got out of bed.
Why? Hey, you're not supposed to say that you've been up only 5 minutes anyway.
I mean, four minutes.
From the guy who has to wake up, the only one of us here that has to wake up, take a shower, drive into the and actually sit with other human beings.
At what time?
Mm-hmm. I leave the house at 5:30.
Yeah, you're okay.
All right, so now, how do you like my Oxford polo shirt, Richie?
Hold on a minute. Let me look.
I'm up, and we're at it. If you want to see what's going on in the studio of the host, you can...
You're wearing a shirt today? No robe. You ran out of different robes?
I did run out.
So what's on the bottom, dare I ask?
What's on the bottom?
Yeah.
You have pants on, is what she's asking.
You want me to stand up?
I don't know. Do I?
Well, let's get to the issue of the hour, and then maybe we'll discuss it, okay? How's that?
Okay.
Focus on Facebook and the story of this woman. You may or may not have heard this story. We've been talking about it here off and on. A woman who works... as a driver for an ambulance company, largest national ambulance company is American Medical Response. You see their ambulances all
AMR.
Over the place. AMR. Yeah. And it sometimes gets confused with AMR that owns American Airlines, not the same company. So she claims she was illegally fired when she went to Facebook to talk about what an a-hole her boss was.
Hmm.
And... her supervisor apparently asked her to prepare an investigative report because she had customer complaints. My guess is, reading between the lines here, this woman was a problem to begin with. We all know. We all have problem employees from time to time.
The complaints were actually lodged against her?
Yes, for being rude and difficult.
So she was the one who had to create the report about the complaints about her.
But she had to respond to reports that she was rough on customers. Now, how are you rough to somebody in an ambulance? Throw them off of the...
Yeah, get out of here, you.
Throwing out the back.
That's only an appendix.
Ding, red flag number one has already been thrown up.
What's red flag number one?
Well, you're getting complaints from customers and you have to respond to them.
Right. That's why I'm figuring this woman's a problem to begin with. So anyway, she goes online, this is when she goes home, not when she's at work. She goes to a home computer and writes, quote, "Looks like I'm getting some time off. Love how the company allows a 17 to be a supervisor. 17 is the company code for a psychiatric patient." All right, so right away there, she refers to her supervisor also with two expletives that we would have to delete. And then... when her friends on Facebook are other workers at the company, and they're going, rah, rah, yeah, yeah, he is a 17, and yeah, yeah, he is an expletive leader, and yeah, yeah, we're with you, baby. So she's by herself at the moment because she got fired, and they didn't. The people who went online and said, yeah, yeah, you're right, nothing happened to them. What do you think? 800-510-8255. So if you're a career coach, how are you advising people that might be your clients? How do you use Facebook and MySpace and Twitter? This is a new whole gray area that now becomes, with all of the users, something that's in point of fact, a way to judge. We've said this before when Richie hires somebody. Jennifer, when you're hiring
first
somebody.
First thing I do.
Look on Facebook.
Always. First thing I do.
Who are their friends? When you get an insurance policy, you don't think the insurance company looks to see what you have on Facebook? Of course they do. You want to borrow some money, you go to the bank. You don't think the bank's looking on Facebook to see if you've got a profile there
well,
and your friends
are? There's the other thing, okay? You determine what other people who are not approved friends of yours see. Mm-hmm. So, for example, Doug, if you were to search me, you would find me.
Uh-huh.
But how much you see without being a friend is determined by me in my settings.
Really?
It could be as little as just
your
my name.
Yeah.
And it could be as much as everything.
Now, I've seen on Facebook, because I've expanded my sort of interest and reach or whatever you want to call it on my own Facebook page, some people who I knew or knew of, but I didn't know them well, and I was interested in what's going on with them, so I've asked them to be my friend, and it came back with one lady who's a radio personality in Boston that you, if you don't know her, then she doesn't want you to be her friend. But then how does that work? How do you not know or know somebody based on where, like, what comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't wait, Doug, till you get your first bot friend from Facebook where it's a hot girl and you think that some cute girl's interested. And
what?
Then you add her as a friend. And
a bot? I don't know what that means. What is it?
It's a computer just looking to add friends. And usually it's some hot 19-year-old girl. And just say no.
Can't
as hard
be.
As it is,
right.
Just say no.
I won't I'd say no. The only I won't invite anybody in unless they're at least my daughter's age. That's the deal.
Well, sometimes they can try and fool you, too.
Yes.
Really? Uh-oh.
Just say no. If it's... Yeah. There are certain things that you'll learn if you don't have any mutual friends,
right.
It's probably something's
a
up.
A ruse.
Yeah.
As it were.
B, if all they have is hot pictures of themselves drinking vodka on the bar or something like that, yeah, it's a bot.
800-510-8255. Coming up, the story of a teenager who's been caught when he logged on to his social networking account after he broke into a... into a house. This would be a good story. Yeah, stand by for that story. 14 after
on
Good Day.
A message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
And now for the bonus round. If time flies and money talks, what does wisdom do?
His taxes?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What should they throw?
Parties?
Correct. Netflix now delivers movies instantly to your TV through what?
Oh, through Wii!
Correct! Woo! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. from America to Asia. Eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the Incredible Edible Egg.
Who wants to talk about this? 800-510-8255. Jennifer Horn, Clay Cohut, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen talking about internet technology, Facebook, MySpace. Here's the story of this teenager who got caught last week. He logged onto his MySpace account after he broke into a neighbor's home, and he forgot to log off. According to the local radio station, when police were called into this home after the robbery, they discovered the computer was logged into a MySpace account. So you understand, he went into the house, robbed, but while he was in the house, he logged onto his account on the computer that was in the house.
And this is
left
perfect.
It on.
This is pretty much my impression of everybody who's on MySpace, is that they're thugs.
Street thugs.
They are. I mean, I stayed on MySpace, I don't know, because you just wanted to see, okay, how does this work?
You're
who's
still
here?
Up there, because I just signed in a couple days ago, because I hadn't been in for so long.
Right.
You're still there.
I still have the account, so I'm thuggery, too. But they are all thugs there.
Yes, thugs.
19-year-old thugs.
Well, there's a woman, you don't have to be a man to be a thug. This woman could have been a thug. I'm guessing. I'd like to see if you can find, by the way, if she's on Facebook, let's find her. Her name is Dawn Marie Souza, Souza. Let's check her out, Richie, on Facebook. Clay,
become
go check
a friend.
Her out. Dawn
her
Marie
job.
Souza. Yeah, see if you can be her friend. She called her boss a scumbag. One of the other things. And the boss says that she violated a company internet policy that forbids employees from posting anything about the company without permission.
No.
National Labor Relations Board says, nope, that doesn't work anymore.
We don't have that policy, do we?
Oh, wait a minute.
No.
No.
Finder?
No.
Or is it Facebook page?
If you have a written policy, and it is in your company policy handbook.
Company handbook, yep.
It's legal. You
fire
can fire
you.
Somebody, sure. As long as you have something in writing.
Yeah. Here's what the National Labor Relations Board says, Richie, that AMR illegally fired her. After she criticized the supervisor.
You said S-O-U-Z-A?
S-O-U-Z-A. Dawn Marie Souza.
Souza.
Connecticut. Hartford.
Dartmouth, Massachusetts.
Yep.
Hometown Westport, Massachusetts.
Yep. That'd be her.
Very good, Rich.
Yeah. And is there on her Facebook page?
Westport, huh?
Well, let's see. That area is very, it's a Portuguese area. And it's a Portuguese name. A lot of
Portuguese. She's Portuguese.
Yeah.
Wow. How's it going?
Oh, hello.
Okay. I guess we got enough of that.
Janet, she's got kittens. Oh, and she climbs trees.
Really?
Did you just call me Janet?
Yeah, I did. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I like it. Nice thing. Yeah. All right. You think she's cute, Clay?
Oh, no. No,
oh, wait, no, no. Upon closer inspection.
Yeah. Oh! Okay. That's what I was thinking.
She tries to be.
Yeah,
there's a couple of cute pictures.
Terribly sexist, doesn't it?
The one in the tree is pretty cool, though, Clay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you do if somebody, here's another story from Facebook, somebody impersonating you on Facebook. Somebody, let's see, there was a suit filed last month in Cook County, Illinois. Laura Cook and her son alleged that four pranksters created a fake profile page impersonating the plaintiff and did all kinds of horrible things. We've had that happen to us here. Somebody started a Facebook page, right?
Yep.
It was negative about us, and they didn't do anything really about it.
They did not.
So maybe Facebook isn't that. This again, the buyer beware. Be careful, be careful, be careful.
Yeah, it's not their job to protect you. No. It's yours.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Extend your life with
around right now. Jennifer will attest to that.
Yeah.
Last night, the CMA Awards, Brad Paisley, who's singing here, was one of the hosts, along with Carrie Underwood, another one of the hosts. She's an American Idol winner, is she not?
She is.
How old would you say she is?
She's about 27, I think.
Yeah, John Mayer yet? She's one of the...
No, she's married. She's married a hockey player, and he's
that
a cutie.
Neither she hasn't met John Mayer.
Oh, she might have, but you know when women meet John Mayer, they do weird things.
Yes, apparently. All right, so
here... hook you up with him for a couple of months, Jennifer.
Here, Brad and Carrie recognize Gwyneth Paltrow, who apparently is a big country music fan. She's in the audience.
I think it is.
It is. We could totally go get her autograph.
Gwyneth, I've always wanted to ask you something. Can you get me 2 Coldplay tickets?
God, don't be rude. Could you make it 4?
Four?
Married to the lead singer, Mr. Isn't his name Mark? What's the guy's name? Clay? Or what's the guy's name that's
the
lead
Coldplay?
Oh, my gosh. I'm totally blanking.
Marty McFly.
No.
No, Chris Martin.
Chris Martin. Thank you.
Good. Good for you. And then they continue, Brad and Carrie, goofing on Tim McGraw.
None of us country singers would ever have the nerve to just go to Hollywood and think for a second that we could instantly become a major motion picture star. Right, Tim?
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Tim couldn't be here tonight. He's on location filming Avatar 2.
I don't get it.
He was the husband in Avatar, wasn't he?
No, in the he was in the Blind Side. He just has done a lot of
Blind
stuff.
Blind Side. He was married to he was the husband in Blind Side, right?
Right. Right. Then he also was in the new Gwyneth Paltrow movie, and Gwyneth Paltrow actually sang from that movie at the event.
Okay.
Which is why they were talking about her.
Now, Brad and Carrie have an ode to Tiger Woods.
Well, she caught Tiger with some tail. It's plain to see. Gone straight to hell ever since they caught old Tiger Whistling Tail.
Kind of funny.
That's cute.
Registers with that audience. All right, so, Richie, if we are very clever, we can play Sissy Spacek, who is there honoring Loretta Lynn. She played Loretta Lynn in the movie. And then you could outro the Loretta Lynn conversation with Sissy Spacek with a Loretta Lynn song. How's that?
I can try that. Yeah.
So, first play.
Loretta, in 1967, you were the first to win this next award.
I was?
You were.
Great. That's great.
Since then, it's gone to a bunch of your friends, like Tammy Wynette, Dolly Parton, and Emmylou Harris.
All right. Well, we kept it with the girls anyway, didn't
That's
we?
That's right.
All right, Richie.
Mommy scrubbed our clothes on a washboard.
Washboard.
Washboard abs. Is that what the song is about?
Uh-huh. The situation, I think.
To complain, there was no need.
Mm-hmm.
She'd smile in Mommy's understanding way.
Yee-haw!
In the summertime, we didn't
What's the most famous song that she's ever recorded? Anybody got that answer?
I would say this. Or the Roses one.
The Rose?
This might top it out.
You think this one does, really?
Yeah.
I thought there was something a little more.
Daddy always managed to
get the money somewhere. It is November 11th, and that's Veterans Day. The day in history, the war to end all wars was ended. We'll have that story for you in yesterday's news coming up in a few moments, as it's 28 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the fields, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
And now for the bonus round. If one is triangle and two is square, what is three?
I want to say deviled ham.
Correct.
Yes.
If beauty's in the eye of the beholder, where is brains?
On the phone with the plumber.
Correct. What does Netflix now deliver instantly through Wii?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Wow. Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
This guy I met online, he could be anyone. How can I know who to trust?
With BinVerified.com, you can run instant background checks right from your home computer for free.
With BinVerified, I know exactly who I'm meeting before the first date.
My accountant, my mortgage broker, and even my electrician. Now I know I can trust him.
No stranger comes around my growing family without a background check. Search anyone, even yourself. What turns up just might surprise you.
Visit BinVerified.com/Radio4 for a free trial of unlimited background checks.
BinVerified.com.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as the Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
GCN and Battery Station are proud to participate in the 8th annual Christmas Drive for the Troops. This year, we're sponsoring the 171st Alpha Troop Ghost Squadron Sniper Unit high up in the mountains of Afghanistan. The conditions will be cold and miserable for these terrorist hunters this Christmas, but we aim to provide these fine troops with the best Christmas possible. A list can be found at batterystation.com. That includes simple items like gloves, socks, unscented bar soap, toothbrushes, and other necessities. To see a list of more desired items or to make a donation, go to batterystation.com or call 417-257-7799 for more information on how to contribute and help show the 171st Alpha Troop that they may be thousands of miles away in the hills of Afghanistan, but they remain close to our hearts. GCN and Battery Station appreciate everyone's help letting the 171st know how much we care, and thank you from the land of the free and the home of the brave.
pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
A new way to improve your health has arrived. Your body's primary nutrient for detoxification and antioxidant power is glutathione. Glutathione mops up heavy metals and toxins of all kinds and carries them to the liver for elimination. Glutathione neutralizes free radicals, which keeps your cells younger and stops inflammation. Glutathione gives you a strong immune system and gives you greater athletic endurance. The problem is your body's natural production declines due to age and toxins. What's your body's best way to produce strong and youthful levels of glutathione? It's One World Whey protein powder. One World Whey protein powder is an industry first. It comes from grass-fed cows and is never heated. This miraculous whey protein powder supplies your body with the nutrient power to increase your glutathione production by as much as 64% or more. The increase in strength, energy, and well-being can be pronounced and amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Yesterday's news.
November 11th, 1918. The war to end all wars is over. World War I concluded when Germany signed an armistice agreement with the Allies and France. The fighting began in 1914 after the heir to the Austrian throne was assassinated by a Serb. Germany fought alongside Austria-Hungary while Serbia was backed by Russia, France, and Great Britain.
Let us not fail to remember those who gave their lives or who live now maimed or blinded, that we might continue to enjoy the blessings of life.
The destructive war ended shortly after America joined the Allies.
War means victory for our cause, or danger to the very existence of our nation.
World War I left 9 million dead and 21 million injured. After a handful of other wars over the years, Armistice Day would become Veterans Day. And that's yesterday's news for November 11th.
And look at
us. Oh, hey, what are you doing back there?
There I am. Yeah, who's back there?
What are you doing sneaking up on me like
Good
that?
Good Day Gang is streaming live, gooddayshow.com. If you want to see what my outfit of the day is, every day you should check to see what my outfit
is. Wow, you got like a rugby shirt on.
That's right.
It's very nice.
Can you see this?
Look at you, colorful and stuff. Red, white, and blue.
I imagine that's what you looked like when you went to Heidelberg.
Oxford Academy.
Yeah, I know.
Is that what it says? Oxford University?
Oxford University.
Is he wearing pants, Rich?
It appears to be wearing pants.
Have on, yes, these are sort of sleepy time pants, if you will. All right, so that's the
pajamas
attire of the day. Speaking of attire, we were just talking about the CMA Awards last night, and I'm looking at online the review of the ladies who were there. Give these women a hamburger, will you? My God. The fashions that underscore, how can they even sing? They have no heft.
It's so funny because Miranda Lambert, who's probably like a size 6, looks chunky next to all these because they're so skinny that she's even losing weight because she's getting married.
Unbelievable. We've been talking about Facebook, our poll today. Again, this is a story surrounding, it could have happened any place. The woman who was an ambulance driver got fired because she said bad things about her boss on Facebook. So our poll, should your employer be able to monitor and regulate your Facebook posts? Well, yeah. Hello. It's 2010. Yes, the answer. First, A, choices. Facebook posts are extremely public and have the potential to hurt the business. B, nope, Facebook updates fall under freedom of speech. C, while I don't think employers should regulate your posts, common sense should stop you from publicly defacing your employer. And D, Dick Cheney is already monitoring your Facebook page.
He's watching.
He's watching you. So what do you think? 800-510-8255. I was telling the story about this Facebook circumstance where a mother and her son were the victims, and the Facebook page that attacked them had 580 friends.
Hmm.
This is, again, bullying. Facebook page said that the teenager was a homosexual, and he wasn't. Said things about his mother and what she did with other men. What's to stop you from saying anything? And that's what bothers me when these jerks put up the phony Facebook page about us. It was created by listeners, I guess, of that program. And they couldn't really be stopped. We approached them and said, I don't know, Clay tried, Richie tried. And basically the Facebook page stayed up there. And it
died away after a few days.
I'm just saying the fact that it was there and was full of fraudulent information. It just was just nasty.
You know, my friend and I, when I was in high school, did the same thing where we took over someone's Facebook page, except we didn't create a Facebook page. We found out his password and then changed his status to being a homosexual and a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, great.
Wow.
You're fired.
You must be so proud of yourself.
Yeah, right. Good going. So anyway, imagine, though, when it comes to that sort of thing on Facebook, the horror of a parent finding all of that fake stuff. The information about the child, and it's so harmful to the children. So they got to the bottom of it, at least, and filed a lawsuit, but who knows what happens with the, these things can go on for a long time.
And it's
according
such a new section, and people don't know how to deal with this stuff yet, because there's nothing in the laws about it.
According to this lawsuit, in the personal information section of the bogus profile, the defendant had posted, Obama's cool, but he's black. The lawsuit also said some of the sexual statements, quote, described the plaintiff as enjoying and or engaging in various sexual acts and being homosexual and engaging in acts with other males. How do you just get on with that and not have some consequence? Hello.
Well, but how is any of that against the law? I mean, why is it against the law to say something,
words? You're black or you're gay. That's not against the law. The thing that gets me is when you have a Facebook account that you've been on for a while and you see a weird post coming over, you know when your friends have gotten hacked or when the stuff that's being posted isn't real.
Right.
So what's the big deal?
That's actually what my girlfriend and all of her friends do to each other is whenever they're hanging out with each other on the weekends, if they use someone's computer and they're still logged in, they'll update their Facebook status with a comment that is not by them, obviously, but says bad things.
And that's another thing here at work. I mean, I'm in a studio, and everybody logs into their Facebook when they're here in the studio. Uh-huh. And, every now and then I'll go to open up the web browser, and it will open up the last page that it was logged in, which is somebody's Facebook account, which has not been logged out.
Uh-huh.
So I would be able to have access to do anything to their account, check their password, And I'm sure that this happens everywhere, all over the place, in libraries, in places of work, employment. People never check the log out, make sure that they log out.
We've said it before, and we'll say it again. Parental awareness of cyberbullying and online privacy issues has to be something that you consider important. If you're going to allow your children, or if you're going to use it yourself, you better be aware of a number of things. There are so many of these privacy cases now. The cyber harassment problem is on the rise, and the accompanying lawsuits are on the rise. And Facebook says, we have nothing to do with any of this. And they can get away with it because they've just given you a tool. How you use the tool is up to you. Right. They can beg off.
And if somebody attacks you with a hammer, is it the hammer company's fault?
Yeah. Somebody shoots you with a gun, is it the gun company's?
Right.
That's the old... That's that. It's a tool.
Somebody hits you with a car. You going to sue Chevrolet?
Maybe.
See the USA in your Chevrolet.
Oh, I drove a hybrid yesterday, you guys.
Did you? How'd you like it?
First time. Very quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very quiet. Very quiet. Do you know that YouTube, remember when I went down for the Good Day Show and reviewed the Chevy Volt?
Yes.
And I took a YouTube video with my camera, pushed
that's
it on
playing, isn't it? Now don't we have that there?
It's been a year, and I still get comments almost weekly on that thing. There is so much interest in these cars. Mm-hmm. It is unbelievable. I get comments. I'll get an email every couple days, somebody commenting on it.
Well, Rich, I don't want to, you know, upstage you, but the video of me dancing in my underwear gets comments on a daily basis.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
I'm sure it does.
800-510-8255. Tad, listening to Good Day in Waycross, Georgia. Welcome to the conversation, sir. Hi.
Hi. I was just listening to the Facebook bullying thing.
Yes.
There's a section on Facebook, and I don't get Facebook anyway because I don't do it.
Yeah.
But, of course, my kids do, and...
monitor what your children are doing online? No.
Pretty close, but I mean, right now, I mean, I've got an older daughter. She's in college, and my youngest daughter is a junior in high school. So,
okay.
You know.
A little less likely to do it now.
Yeah, but I guess they have a section on Facebook where you can poke somebody.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, and I don't get that.
Okay, neither do I, but... Yeah. Facebook won't do anything about the bullying, but they limited one of my daughters to 5 pokes a day.
What does it do when you poke?
Really, you should be poking more than 5 times a day.
All right. Now, Clay, what does it do? What does poking mean when you
It's the most pointless feature on Facebook. It's basically where you can click poke, and it just lets somebody know that you were thinking about them, because next time they log into their page, it will say, so-and-so poked you.
It's just like going, hey.
Hey.
That's it. That's the extent of it. Yeah. Hey.
Would you guys poke me? Because I have not been poked in a while.
Sure. I'm going to poke you right now.
Tad, do you and your wife have any use for any of the social sites, or is it just your children that are on them?
Just my kids. I mean, I think my wife I think she might have a page, but that's mostly because my sister-in-law is in college, has a page, and, of course, you know, she keeps up with what my other daughter's doing in college with
keeps
the page.
The
I mean,
kids.
It's just, yeah.
Right. All right. So, in general, this is something that you don't embrace. It doesn't sound like you care that much about using the social media. It doesn't affect your life.
But you got to keep an eye on the kids.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah. As long as she's doing it, I'm okay.
All right. Thank you for telling us your story. Appreciate it. 800-510-8255. Before we leave this, the story of another firing, and this is in dispute, and one wonders how. The dispatcher, remember... the story from last month, the emergency call from a man whose fiance was choking and the dispatcher didn't follow proper procedures and was fired. Now she's claiming wrongful termination.
Uh-oh.
The story in the local newspaper, the sheriff said he accepted responsibility for the actions of the dispatcher. That is... they didn't provide instructions on medical procedures, including the Heimlich maneuver and CPR. He said he was doing everything possible to ensure that this type of error does not ever happen again. Apparently, the dispatcher had other problems. But the sheriff said, look, this is one of the things that we missed, and they're hoping it doesn't happen again. Good God, I would hope so. She choked to death on a marshmallow.
Ugh.
And the dispatcher, we had some audio. Didn't we have some audio from this? The dispatcher really messing this up?
Yeah, I thought we did.
Yeah, I think we did. So anyway, she got fired because she mishandled it. But the sheriff says, hey, we didn't have the proper stuff anyway in place. And even if she'd followed procedure, this woman probably would have died. Yeah, I mean, the procedure that was there available to them to use.
Right, right.
That's pretty... one wonders, these things, but they do, you know, these things happen. And it's just, what's that line, it's a strange world we live in, Master Jack? I think that that's for sure. It's Veterans Day. Honor a veteran that, you know, there are a lot of great PBS specials on. I was watching one last night as I was falling off about the reenactment, not reenactment, but... men who were in the service, World War II, going over to where the D-Day invasion took place. I thought it was very compelling. video. And there are a lot of great stories, and we'll try to get to them at some point during the day. Dr. Ken and his story today coming up in a moment here on the Good Day program.
Find your magic at Macy's Veterans Day sale. Take 25 to 50% off store-wide, plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's Star Rewards card or WOW Savings Pass. Coats and boots for her, 40% off. Baby and infant outfits and basics, 40% off. Men's designer sports shirts, sweaters, and more, 50% off. All pillows, buy one, get one free. Macy's Veterans Day sale. Great prices every day. That's the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Would helium make opera sound less formal and stuffy?
Qua la parrucca, presto la barba.
Tutto mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, donna ragazzi, vecchio fanciulli, qua la sanguigna, presto biglietto. Figaro.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Join the Doug Club today and get inside access to all of the Good Day Cruise vlogs.
Time now for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. We'll be talking about the Twinkie diet in a moment, plus a number of other things that are going on. Our daily dose, good news for those of you who like to eat your vegetables as well. Vegetables. Yes. Meanwhile, Dr. Ken tells you why. So maybe more importantly, Ken, how Sustanex delivers millions more live cells than yogurt. If you're interested in having probiotics in your system, and who has a solid, what's the expression? I'm of sound mind and solid body or something. Anybody who's smart knows this is the stuff. When you hear the story, you'll only need one explanation from Ken to get you convinced to go get Sustanex.
Well, I hear from all my patients, I can just eat the good bacteria, the probiotics in the food that I take, and especially yogurt. Well, Sustanex has a
dirty food.
Sustanex has a patented probiotic, healthy bacteria, helpful bacteria called Ganodine BC. And this bacteria, it molecularly, structurally, naturally has this organic coating across it so it can make it through the acidic environment of your stomach and get to the small intestine where it needs to attach to the wall, so it helps to absorb all of these good things that your defense system, your immune system needs to work at its maximum so it can protect you from all the bugs and viruses that are out there right now.
All right. So this is the advice for all those of you who like to take Ken's advice and maybe listen to me once in a while and say, that sounds like a good idea. Go to DougStephan.com. You'll see the Sustanex box on the homepage. Click on that. You'll go to TrySustanex.com for your $5 off coupon. Good at stores where Sustanex is sold. Take Ken's advice. Protect yourself, your system, your family, your friends. They all should be on Sustanex for a good reason. All right. So the story about the Twinkie diet. Here's this professor, Ken,
yes,
who lost 27 pounds or 24 pounds or whatever it is, eating bad food. But he cut down the amount that he ate, and it was for 10 weeks. This isn't something that you'd recommend, but I wonder, when you look at this, what do you think? What's the first thought that comes into your mind?
The key is 10 weeks, and the key is that he lost 27 pounds. If you lose weight, 27 pounds, which is a amount of anyone's body weight, you're going to feel better. Your blood pressure is going to go down. Your joints are going to work better. Your cholesterol initially may go down. But the question is, long term, you need to be on a healthy diet, or you're going to end up getting diabetes. It's all around calories, how you lose weight. And if you just eat 1,500 calories of Twinkies, yeah, you'll lose weight, but you won't be very healthy long term.
Hi, speaking of being healthy, eating vegetables can do good things for those women who are worried about breast cancer, right?
Absolutely. Out of nutrition and cancer, eating lots of vegetables and seafood may reduce risk of breast cancer in women.
No wonder I have no problems there. All right, Dr. Ken, thank you. Lots of veggies and seafood. Good for everybody. 51 after on Good Day.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Richie's very serious. Here we go.
It's time to be serious.
I'm going
to
imitate the, I don't want this to be too inside, but there's a video of Clay Cohut as a dancer, and he's standing, for those of you who are watching the television broadcast of the radio program, I can't do my hair quite the way Clay has done it, but Clay, are you watching me?
This I'm watching.
My I can't wait for this.
My imitation of Clay is, and maybe I can have a, can I have a stupid look on my, I got to take my glasses off.
Though. Oh.
All right, how about this?
Sure, that won't be too hard.
Okay?
Okay.
54 past the hour. See, if you were watching the video of the stream of this program, you would have gotten all of that stuff. Not too many inside things, but we are joining the rest of the mainstream world. Maybe we're a little ahead of the curve now for a change when it comes to stuff with Clay and Richie around me, and Jennifer is no slouch either. I have been encouraged and am learning to use the
tools. She's a terrific slouch. What are you talking about?
She's a terrific slouch?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's my specialty.
Okay. Do you know which smartphone leads the pack on breakage rate? How many smartphones? I don't quite understand. Do I need to understand that question better?
I'm guessing they're saying which ones either break physically or softwarely.
Well, the smartphone.
Softwarely.
Okay, so how many different choices do we have here, Clay, in terms of smartphones?
Hundreds, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought there were only two or three brands. We're talking about an iPhone and a Droid, that kind of stuff,
well,
right?
The
BlackBerry?
Droid is the operating system, but there are hundreds of phones that have
the
Droid
using that technology.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. So now that we've got that straight, now we know what the question is. At least we have the question down. Let's get the answer in a moment from Alex Goldfain, who's our technology tailor here on Good Day.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Smartphones are the hottest electronics category heading into the holidays, so how do they hold up? Warranty company SquareTrade put out a study looking at 50,000 smartphones covered by its warranty program. The iPhone 4 came in as the most reliable smartphone, with just 2.3% of the phones failing in the first year due to non-accident reasons. Motorola was also under 2.5% failure rate. HTC's Android phones failed 3.7% of the time, and BlackBerry's led the pack with a 6.3% failure rate. Now, what about breakage? The iPhone led that pack as well, with a 13.8% breakage rate in the first year. BlackBerry's, on the other hand, known for their durability, suffered accidental damage just 6.7% of the time. I can tell you from personal experience that the iPhone, which is made of glass front and back, is extremely breakable if you drop it. I know. I'm on my third one. I'm Alex Goldfein.
This is a special report brought to you by the Alzheimer's Foundation of America, Eisai Incorporated, and Pfizer, Inc. Results from a national survey of 524 Alzheimer's disease caregivers illustrate that memory loss and confusion, which are cognitive symptoms, in addition to personal safety, are the greatest concerns related to the progression of their loved one's Alzheimer's disease. In fact, 67% of caregivers surveyed said changes in cognitive symptoms were among their main concerns. According to the survey, the majority of Alzheimer's disease caregivers are proactive participants in the dialogue and decision-making around their loved one's disease, and 75% of those surveyed were either satisfied or very satisfied with the communication they have with their loved one's healthcare professional. For the remaining 25% who are either somewhat or not at all satisfied, there may be room for improvement in this dialogue. Eric Hall is the president and CEO of the Alzheimer's Foundation of America.
Family caregivers are typically the first to notice when their loved one's symptoms are changing and whether Alzheimer's disease may be progressing. This is why it is critical for them to proactively engage in discussions with their healthcare professional on an ongoing basis. Open dialogue is a key component of caregiving.
For additional information about Alzheimer's disease, you can log on to www.ionalzheimers.com. That's Healthcare Now from the Alzheimer's Foundation of America, Eisai Incorporated, and Pfizer, Inc.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program on November 11th, the anniversary of the armistice, which was signed in the forest of Compiègne by the Allies and the Germans, was November 11th, 1918, ending World War I. 4 years of conflict, the war to end all wars, set the seeds. It was a horrible treaty. It set the seeds right then for the development of World War II. Adolf Hitler came out of the ashes of that agreement. Oh, it's horrible. 59 after the hour.